is Viba Podcast. Thank you for joining in our morning daily devotion.
In the series Journey Through the Wilderness, we have looked at 12 lessons that we learned from this wilderness experience. Number one, we said, delays in your life is not to show that you are undeserving, but the Lord is silently working to show you that He is a powerful God. Second, the change of route is to strengthen your heart to face challenges in the path of deliverance. Number three, don't interpret your wilderness experience the way others see it, but the way the Lord sees it. Number four, in the wilderness, you will experience His nearness. Number five, in the wilderness, don't look at the track, but the guide who is leading you. Number six, you keep walking, the Lord will change positions to guide you and protect you. Number seven, when you step out in faith, fear will step out of your life. Eighthly, to move forward, what is important is not who is following you, but who is accompanying you. Number nine, when God made the sea to change, it resulted in a big sea of change in the hearts of people. Number 10, do not ignore the instructions of God, for it is in obedience you will experience the great escape. Number 11, trials are sent not to batter you, but to better you. And finally, we said, our view of God will affect our view of life. Today, we're going to focus on the topic, leave your Egypt. In spite of the lessons they learned in the wilderness, they were complaining and grumbling, and they didn't want to stop. They were a very fickle-minded people. One experience in life is enough for them to turn away from God. When Pharaoh let the people go, God did not lead them on the road through the Philistine country, though that was shorter. For God said, if they face war, they will return to Egypt. My friend, we too many times have gone back and forth in our spiritual journey. Remember that wilderness journey is part of every spiritual journey. They are not there to pull you down. It is there for you to be strengthened in your journey. Each time they complained, yes, it grieved the heart of the Lord, and yet He was patient with them. They tested Him, they questioned, and they also rebelled against Him. It was here they understood the character of God more clearly than ever before, is it not? They learned He is the provider in the wilderness, He is the protector, He is the waymaker, and many more. You know what I'm saying. If you can't love Him for who He was to you in the wilderness, you will never love Him at other times. Let me explain. When you had nothing to lean back on, He was your everything. When your path was dark, He was your light. When you walked on that lonely path of fear, you saw His footprints next to you. My friend, the God of your wilderness experience is sure to be with you till the end. Walk with Him all the way. The best is yet to come. Let me conclude by giving you two final lessons. Number one, desire two things in the wilderness, that you walk with Him and that you will talk with Him. Number two, you will never experience the joy of deliverance to the fullest without letting go of Egypt totally. May the Lord strengthen you in your wilderness journey. I do not know what you're going through. But may I say this, friend, we are available. When you go through this wilderness experience and you feel that you are lonely and you need someone to pray with you, please call us, and we will be willing to pray with you. God bless you.
For more details, please contact 9163-6425-2164 or email us to info@fibaonline.org.